T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marty Griffin, there was a football coach at Central Catholic who scared the hell out of me. His name was Joe Scully. I mean, I was a skinny, bony kid. I was afraid to hit anyone. I'd never played tackle football. And Scully saw me, and he scared me even more. But he made me work harder. He made me a better man. And when I tore up my knees, he said, "Son, you're the hardest working guy I've ever seen, and I've never seen anyone more injured." And up until recently, I would hear from Joe all the time. All the time. He changed my life. And of Joe Emanuel, a football coach and teacher at Central Catholic, listen, from Raymond: "Mr. Emanuel is absolutely the best. He was my math teacher freshman year in 1990, and is probably the most well-rounded person you'll ever meet. There is no one that he could not relate to. No one. Man, he sparked my in-depth appreciation for theater, Miss Saigon, Silence of the Lambs, and Phantom of the Opera. We talked football, baseball, books, and of course math. Even after my departure to Shenley High, I would see Mr. Emanuel from time to time in Oakland, and he always remembered. Please give back to a man who has given so much. God bless." I have a story on my Facebook page, Get Marty, and a click through to a GoFundMe site. Gotta raise $25,000. To help Joe Emanuel, the former math teacher at Central Catholic, astounding baseball coach, astounding professional scout for the Royals and Braves, had a massive stroke, then fell, powered through, but then he broke his shoulder. He suffered paralysis in his right arm and hand. I mean, time and time again. Recently had surgery, broke his hip and shoulder. And now he's in rehab. We need to raise $25,000 for a ramp for his house. $25,000 and for stairlift. A guy who he impacted as much or more than anyone, Dan Marino, joins me on the line. Dan, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Marty. How's it going, man? Good, good, good. Yeah, I'm doing okay, man. Thank you. You guys are upbeat there. That's good.
Hey,
and,
hey.
You know I love Joe, so.
Yeah, yeah. Dan, so folks know this, because you get all this attention for football, and why not? But tell our listeners the impact that Joe Emanuel had on your life, buddy.
Well, I think like any young kid in high school, and all of us at Central Catholic thought we were the best there was going, you know what I mean? And we had great people around us, and Joe was special from the way that he just treated everybody, and he made you feel, no matter what the situation was, that you could be successful and you could be a part of it, whatever situation, football, baseball, like you said, math teacher. He just was really a special guy. And I started playing freshman baseball for him. And he actually told me, he said, I think I want you to go and play some varsity too. And he said, I can handle it. And like, he had confidence in you and all those kind of things. And just a great man, and just known him over the years. And our teams that we had there with him, both years we went to the state championship and lost both years. But we got to the finals, and it's crazy. I thought we'd win one of those, but we didn't. And but Joe was such a special man. There's no doubt.
Hey, Dan.
He's been going through some tough times, but he always, every time I talk to him, he's always positive. He's always upbeat. He's always like he always was.
He's It's tough, though, man. When you read this GoFundMe, and I talked to his wife yesterday, Diana, and man, it's so difficult, Dan, because he was such a strong guy, right? He was such a presence, such a force, and the broken hip, the broken shoulder, man, the massive stroke, then he falls, and now he's in rehab. It's one hell of a fight for him, is it not, Dan?
Well, yes. I mean, look at not only Joe, anybody that goes through that, that's a fight. You know, it's a fight all the way. And he's the type of person that is going to fight and be as positive as you can be in that situation, which will help him get through it. You know, that'll help him get through it. And you mentioned the theater earlier. You mentioned math. You mentioned all those things when I was online. And, yes, I remember how, like, well-rounded Joe is, and you know the things he could talk about and all. Like, we used to go to baseball games and he'd be talking about a show in New York City that he saw. It just made you think about different things in your life other than, hey, I'm gonna go play shortstop and play baseball against, you know, whatever, Swickley or somebody. But he is gonna have a little battle ahead of him.
That's
and
right.
You know, all our central guys that are there in the city that are all listening, whoever wants to help out. Joe is a special person, and they know him. And believe me, we got enough guys in Pittsburgh that can help Joe. There's no doubt.
There's no doubt. Hey, Dan, the truth is that we're very loyal to Central Catholic and very loyal to the impact these coaches have.
Sure.
And we have to help him. I got to ask you, because the fellas in sports wanted me to, because you're so entrenched with the Dolphins and still working for them at a high level. What's your take on what's going to happen with this upcoming season, Dan?
Oh, boy, I wish I knew.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here every day just, I mean, I you know what I know. I mean, the league is going to, I'm sure they're going to do the best they can to be as safe as they can, but also try to play games. And I don't know what that is. I mean, I'm not at that level of,
right,
you know, the commissioner and, you know, and Troy Vince and the operations guy, all those guys, they're going to make decisions with high-level people. They're going to do it the right way. And my take is that we will play. And we're supposed to start camp next week, like 27th.
Where at?
So
right there in Miami?
In Florida.
Yeah,
right in Florida. Yeah, so, I mean, that may change in a week. I mean, who knows? So that's the crazy part about it. We don't know, but you know, everybody wants to play football. Everybody wants to be, you know, as far as the NFL is concerned, to have that. It's just scary time for all of us. And God, we all got to be safe and just do what we can do to, you know, help everybody be the best they can be at this time in our world, man. It's crazy.
Dan Marino joining us. Hey, Dan, I love your sister. She's got that fire that I just really admire. And she's, you know what I'm talking about, Dan.
Larry's lucky. Yeah. Talking about Larry, you talking about Debbie?
No, I'm not talking about Larry. I'm talking about Cindy. Cindy's the best.
Cindy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cindy.
And
I thought you might be, Debbie. My sister, Debbie.
Yeah. She's,
She, tough, man. I call her, you know, do you ever watch, I was watching a movie with my kids the other night, The Terminator.
Yes.
Right? I said, she's Sarah Connor. I think she would kick Sarah Connor's butt.
Oh, my gosh, she's cut and ripped, and she drops an F-bomb like the best of them, Dan. Hey, Dan, along those lines, she's very nervous about the COVID. What's your situation with your family? Is your wife nervous? Are you nervous? Are you staying inside? What are you doing with your family?
I've been really, really conscientious of trying to be as safe as we can. And then when we do go out, have the social distancing and just understanding that, you know, it's not only you, but it's everybody in this country, in this world, that we're trying to change something that's been really, really extremely bad for a lot of people and deaths and whatever it may be. But we just, you know, I mean, I've always just, you know, try to follow the protocols that you have, wearing masks, and I've been pretty much staying home unless I have to go somewhere. But that's kind of what Cindy's been doing.
Oh,
I know everybody should try to do that.
I mean, I know you even drove. You drove up here recently. You didn't fly because of it.
Yeah. No, I drove from South Carolina. I have a place in South Carolina. I drove from there to Pittsburgh. It's about 9 hours or 10 hours. Nice drive. I listen to a lot of football on NFL Network football station the whole way up.
Here's what you can do, though, man. When you come here and people want you to sign things, when those Central Catholic guys pull up with a truckload of stuff, you can say, man, back off. COVID-19. Yeah. I can't, man.
Oh, no. Yeah. No. Unless they're bringing cash for Joe.
That's right. Dan Marino, I appreciate you, man. Talk to you again.
All right, Marty. You take care, man. And we'll take care of Joe. He'll
we
be
will.
Okay.
We'll make sure. Thanks, Dan. Talk to you again.
All right, man. Thanks, buddy. Take
care. Very, very cool.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.